kind of a niche out there. Get the ball, make some yards.
Anytime you can, you know, do that and help the team win, you know, it's a good day. But you know, been, you know, primarily in the run game, and we were able to do that again yesterday, 156 yards or whatever it was. But definitely felt nice to get involved in the passing game, like I said.
It had to feel nice, especially after the Jets game, to see the offense start to kind of get into a groove, get into a rhythm.
Yeah, anytime you can start fast and put points up and come out with a victory, and it's obviously a good day.
Mike, do you guys as a tight end group have an idea that Gronk was going to play during the week? Maybe that's the
end of the week. I'm not supposed to talk about that. so I'm going to follow the rules and not talk about it.
Has it made it difficult at all? No, I mean, I know obviously, you know he's going to come back at some point. You know what kind of player he is.
Yeah.
Does it feel like everything's kind of temporary with you guys as a position group until he gets back?
We can't worry about that. It's our job as professionals, you know, to go out there and play every down, like we're going to be in there the whole game. And that's what we've kind of prepared for as a group. And whenever he comes back, you know, it'll be a great thing for our team. Obviously, he's a tremendous player, so it'll be good when he's back.
It's going to be a real test this week against Atlanta, coming off a loss especially. Huh?
Yeah, they'll be fired up and ready to go, just like any other week. We're going to focus on what we got to do to get better as a team, and we're good from Sunday.
What does it do for the team to have three different backs with different skill sets, but all having success as they did on Sunday?
That's tremendous to have that versatility and have all three guys be able to go in there really in any situation and produce like they have. So for us, it's a great thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.